Blog Talk Radio.
And I am a certified geek and a bona fide thought, and you can't teach that.
It's sickness.
Yeah. Dabbing Aladdin. That's what y'all been waiting on, huh? Let's get into it.
Bada boom, realest guys in the room, how you doing?
Yeah, laying a smackdown on you ass clowns. Your bitch heard me spit, now she all up on my nuts like a pat down. They know I always carry mad pounds, but can't find them cause they're in the mail all wrapped in women's nightgowns. Exposing you rodents while pushing potent potions. My heritage, the diagnosis for my verbal explosions. Been chosen to leave you choking like dirt weed that you smoking. Dabbing Aladdin's in town is the reason for the commotion. But jealous people got word, I don't care what you heard, cause I'ma do me. I ain't backing down, I don't get scared. Bitch, you soft, I done paid the cost, that's why I'm the boss. Riding around the town a couple pounds, bitches love how I put it down. I ain't stopping for a fucking phone ringing, money coming in. I'll be blowing up, always reading up. I'm the shit, you just a get the grand, that's the master plan. Fuck it, make it mills, all about my bills. You'll never catch me with a I'm in charge and I'm living large, smoking all cigars. I will let you hit it, but you looking like a yeah. That's the game plan, hit the club and make it rain, man. Indian bitch in my lap doing the rain dance. White bitch with a spray tan, how much I gotta pay, man? I'll beat that pussy up like it's sports entertainment. I got money in the bank, bitch, and I ain't waiting. Give me the title now, I'll take it without hesitation. I shatter competition, bring them to their undertaking. Then tombstone their bitch into the motherfucking pavement. It's hell in a cell, so I stay away from cops. Cops the merch from my website, it was made in sweatshops. Enjoy the mixtape, even though you hope it flops. Ayo Enzo, hit him with it when the beat drops. Yeah, y'all catch that? Dabbing Aladdin, shattering competition. I didn't think so.
Riding around the town a couple pounds, bitches love how I put it down. I ain't stopping for a fucking money coming in, I'll be blowing up, always reading up. I'm the shit, you just get the grand, that's the master plan. Fuck it, make it mills, all about my bills. You'll never catch me with a I'm in charge and I'm living large, smoking on cigars. I will let you hit it, but you looking like a
well, let me tell you something. Hate ain't nothing but love disguised by jealousy. And if I was you, I'd be jealous of us too, because you're ugly as hell.
Hey, yeah, how are you? How you doing? How's your mother? Welcome to the fucking Dabbing Aladdin podcast. I'm make sure all my fucking shit's on and everything. I think this is good. Hopefully everyone can hear me. I'm here with my dude, Obi. Hang on. I don't know if my fucking, get this fucking light on here. Yeah, my fucking microphone should be good. I think I'm good. Hold up. Let me fucking get all this shit fucking going. Bada bing.
In
bada
5, 4, 3, 2.
Obi Trice, real name, no gimmick. Rap popping in it ever since I was.
Hey, yeah, what's popping, Obi?
Hey, what's up, man? Can you hear me?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Just making sure you can hear me, man.
Yeah.
Here in a lazy ass position.
You sound good.
Okay, I'm in a lazy ass position. I told you, my ass had laid down. I still did not get up. I just set up my talking instruments while I'm laying here. So
yeah.
I'm like super lounged out right now. Yeah.
Can you hear me all good? Is my audio quality good?
Yeah, you good.
All right, word. Hell yeah. Yeah, we've been fucking trying to do another one of these for a couple weeks. I forget when our fucking
last podcast was definitely like a fucking few weeks ago. When was it? On the fucking 24th. Damn, almost a full month ago. Fuck, we can't let that much time go by. We got to stay doing these, bro, like one a week. I've been trying to get everybody together. They all fucking call me at like 3 in the morning to do a show. Spent Kent will message me at like 2 a.m. and be like, hey, let's do a show right now. And fucking Dennis is like, I don't know what the fuck Dennis is doing. Dylan said he's busy. But yeah, Doc, me and you. Sorry, I'm fucking drinking some water with caffeine drops, smoking a fucking blunt. I don't think I smoked a fucking blunt all day, actually. I did a fucking couple dabs, and I'm trying to do... Dude, those fucking... I was telling you this earlier on Xbox. Those fucking vapes make you go blind. Like, people don't realize it. They think it's, like, better for your lungs than fucking smoking cigarettes, whatever. You go to the hospital for different reasons from vaping. But my eyesight definitely started, like, getting worse the last, like, couple years. And that's how long I've been vaping is the fucking last couple years. And I fucking went to an eye doctor to be like, yo, what the fuck is up with my eyes? I feel like, if I'm driving and I'm trying to read, like, a license plate of a car up in front of me, and I have, like, both eyes open, I can read it. If I close one eye, there's, like, one eye I can read it with, and the other one I'll have no idea what the fuck it says. And I was like, yo, am I going blind? And I got, like, a fucking pop area in, like, one of my eyes. There's, like, a little red speck in it. And I think it's just from getting too high. I think I remember, like, 10 years ago or something, one time I got really high, and my eye just permanently got, like, a red spot in it from being way too high. And it's just never gone away. I asked the eye doctor what that was. He said it's like kind of like a birthmark in the eye. He said it's like nothing to fucking worry about. But he asked me, he was like, you don't smoke or vape, do you? And I was like, no, me? Of course not. Never. But I definitely do vape, like, all the time now. I started doing, like, the Juul. I started doing the Juul because I was fucking trying to stop smoking blunts. I was like, I got to stop smoking blunts. They're not good for you. So I'm going to just do dabs and Volcano, and then I'll fucking just do a little Juul hit here and there to get my nicotine rush.
Right.
Then I ended up being way more addicted to that than anything. Because here's the thing, like, a fucking blunt or a cigarette is, like, a process to smoke it. You know, you got to, like, either, like, go outside or fucking roll it up, do all this shit to smoke it. And you can't really just do it anywhere.
Yeah.
The fucking vape, you can do that shit anywhere. You can do it in your house, in a movie theater, in the mall, in the grocery store. Like, for the most part, you can pretty much hit the vape anywhere. And, like, I literally hit that shit all day, every day, to the point where, like, I feel like my vision might have been getting fucked up just from, like, the constant, like, suction of it, like, the fucking air pressure in my head, if that makes sense. I don't know. Maybe I'm just getting way too high. But the doctor said that those vapes have all types of metals and shit in them, and that fucks up your eyes and shit.
I had to get myself off of them because, it would give me, like, I do the disposable ones, and they would have it would give me, like, this weird, like, head feeling, you know what I'm saying, sometimes. And it definitely fucked with my breathing, because as soon as I stopped smoking them, like, my breathing returned to normal. So, you know, like you said, they is convenient, especially when you're bored as hell, you're kind of sitting there gaming or some shit, you know. But I'm trying to get myself back in good state, so that was one of the things I had to quit. But I would hit them, and it would, like, not give me a head rush, but at some point in the day, man, I would, like, have this dizzy, woozy feeling, and it only would happen when I was smoking them. So, and it might even be the fact that I'm smoking them disposable ones, and, you know, those things are pretty fucking cheap.
I was feeling so weird, I just had to quit.
You
see advertisements for, like, did you or a loved one die from disposable vaporizers? You may be entitled to a cash settlement.
Right.
You're going to see that on TV in a few years. Well, probably not, because no one's going to get shit. Because you're going to be like, nah, we made them illegal. You're all fucking retarded.
Yeah, I definitely, I had, the last one I had was around the time that the last podcast we did, because they typically, I get them and they'll last me about 2 weeks because I don't really, you know, sit around and just pull on them, you know what I'm saying? I hit them every now and then. I mostly use them at work, you know what I'm saying, you know, just to kind of ease my day out, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I really had to quit struggling, and I can't really do the weed base, because they make me cough like crazy. So,
yeah.
I had a disposable one, and that shit was like, it didn't get me high, and all it did was make me cough. So.
Yeah. Like, when I do, I feel like the nicotine vapes definitely up productivity. Like, if you're trying to get shit done and you can hit the vape, it gives you a little fucking stimulant in the brain, and it definitely ups productivity. I feel like cigarettes, people are just as addicted to the cigarette as they are to, like, the break. Like, it's an event to take a break, to go outside and smoke a cigarette. It breaks up your day. It's nice. But the vape, I don't really take, like, a break to do that, to go outside and do that. I just do that right while I'm working. And then with the blunts, it's kind of like a 50-50 chance if I'm going to smoke the blunt and get the nicotine rush and be more fucking productive, or if I'm just going to get high as shit and then go play Xbox, basically.
All right. Yeah, sometimes I still be having the urge to get one, but I just kind of tell myself I ain't going to get it, and then the urge will pass. Because I thought about getting one today, and I was like, nah, I ain't going to do that.
Yeah, I'm trying to not do the vape. Honestly, I threw all my vapes away the other day, and then I was really fiending yesterday, so I got a fucking pack of cigarettes, and I just been, like, smoking a little bit of the cigarette and then, like, throwing them out pretty much. And I smell fucking disgusting. My mouth tastes disgusting. Vapes are much better, but if I have a vape, there's no way I'm not going to hit it all day. And dude, I haven't been able to sleep without the vape. I've been, like, having fucking, I've been waking up because I keep wanting to hit it. And then during the day, I'm just very, like, irritable and not in a fucking good mood. Like, quitting that shit is fucking hard, dude. Not being able to hit that shit all day. I'll just want it so bad. I start acting like a real fucking addict. Like, I'm real fucking snappy at people. And I'm just not in a good mood.
Yeah, like about after the third or fourth day, it's not as bad, you know what I'm saying? But I know exactly what you mean, because you're so used to having it in your hand, you'd be reaching in your pocket for it and shit. And
yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it's
like one of the things I would check, like my phone, keys, wallet, and vape. Now it's like, I'm fucking missing something.
yep, you be thinking you're missing something. And then sometimes you ain't smoking and you find yourself looking for that shit. Like, where the hell is my vape at? Then you're like, oh, yeah, I'm not smoking that. So, yeah, I definitely know. I had somebody ask me, how you just quit? I'm like, it ain't easy. It's just like every time I think about I want to get one, I also tell myself that, I don't need to do that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because that kind of worked for me. You know what I'm saying? At first, it didn't. I would still go get one anyway. But the more I do it, the more it worked. You know what I'm saying? It's probably going to take you a couple of times. Because it's just quitting cold turkey is hard as hell. And like you said, that should become a habit. And it's just like a second habit. So you just kind of, you almost have to be having to catch yourself because you hit the vape in the wrong place.
Yeah. I just fucking had to like throw them out. Like when I was trying to stop, I fucking gave it to my friend who I was like chilled at his house. I was like, yo, like fucking hold on to this, dude. I'm like not trying to hit it. And then I was like maybe like half hour later, I was like, dude, I fucking really want to hit that thing. And he was like, what thing? I was like, the thing he fucking took from me. He was like, dude, I didn't fucking take it from you. You gave it to me. You told me to hold it. I was like, yeah, no, I'm fucking acting like a fucking addict.
look, please. But, you know, my next thing, like, I don't want to quit too many things at one time. You know what I'm saying? But I don't like joints, but I think I'm going to quit smoking cigars next. Here recently, I've been smoking, like, I've been finding, like, you know, you just buy the big leaf in a pack.
Yeah. Like
I've been
Brontos
smoking.
And shit?
Yeah.
Those are too fucking harsh, dude.
Yeah, they kind of harsh. Then I was using Backwoods. Those are really fucking harsh and full of a lot of additives.
Dude.
And it's a whole lot of damn loose. So I finally figured out how, when you clean them, like you rinse them off and clean them and, you know, dry them with the towel, they taste a lot better. Take a lot of that extra shit off of them. But, yeah, I can't smoke Swishers because they're hella harsh now. Nah, they used to be that harsh now. Nah, they harsh and they flimsy as hell. Like, they break when you try to roll them.
Yeah. I just got that pack the other night because they didn't have any games at the gas station. So I got those, and I smoked one of them, and it just wasn't even really enjoyable. And then I fucking threw – I fucking still have the pack. I didn't throw any away. I was going to roll one earlier, and then I stopped by a convenience store and got a pack of the silver games. I need to just order the fucking mango games because that's, like, the best shit ever. But I was trying to not smoke as many blunts, so I didn't buy the pack. It's, like, $40 online for, like 30 packs of them or some shit like that. And if you go to the store and buy them, it's, like, $5 or something for, like, I think, like, 2 packs or something. It's at least $5 for 2 packs. I don't know, but you do the math, you're really getting ripped off at the store. And they don't have flavor once a year because Massachusetts is gay. So, and I don't really want to drive to Rhode Island anymore. And they purposely make them more in Rhode Island because they know we're all fucking coming there to get them. So
that's
I just
right.
order them online. And I just need to order the pack. Because the thing is, if I have the pack, I'm going to smoke just endless blunts. But if I don't have the pack, I'm just going to get ripped off at the store, not enjoy the blunts, and not smoke as many. So it's like, I might as well enjoy myself. You know what I mean?
All right. Get as many of them. Get the pack, because that sounds like some old bullshit. But, you know, coming from Minneapolis, that's the same thing they're doing with people who smoke and charging all that damn money for cigars. Like a 2-pack of Swisher is like $7. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's
like,
fucking crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everything costs fucking so much, dude. It is pretty insane. But it's just the fucking world, I guess.
Yeah. Until we get ready, until everybody wake up.
Yeah.
And pull out the lighter and start burning shit. But I don't think that ever happened. I think we're just going to get worse until we like Somalia. Yeah.
You think it's going to get that bad?
Yeah, I don't know, but the way that they, you know, the way things are going, it looks like it's going to get pretty bad.
I've seen multiple people this week posting shit online about, like, places posting shit saying that we're going to, like, trying to convince people that basically bugs are, like, good to eat and they're, like, nutritious and they want to start making shit with bugs, and people are posting, like, within the next 5 to 10 years, bugs are going to be one of our main sources of protein and shit like that. Like, how bad is shit going to get if they're really starting propaganda about how we're eating bugs is what we should be doing? Like, how bad is it about to get, dude, if they're preparing us for eating bugs?
Yeah, if they're talking about rich people going to eat meat always, but, you know. Because they be trying to, they swear that's going to kill gas house emissions. I don't know. I just say let all this shit burn up. Just, I don't care anymore.
So, yeah, I'm not trying to eat bugs, dude. That's kind of fucking gross, dude.
Can't eat leaves and tomatoes. But they'll probably get rid of that shit, too. Like, I don't know. The country is going in a weird direction. Like, I used to think I had some kind of grasp on what the fuck going on. I don't know what the hell going on. And like I said, I've gotten to the point that I don't even care. I'm probably going to buy me a couple of guns and eventually, like, live in a van or some shit. I don't know. And try
That's
to stay
solid.
Away from everybody. Yeah. Get some fucking solar panels on the top of and play video games in the back of my van all day. Walk up on it. You get too close to the van, get the gun pulled on you. What the hell do you want?
They're going to think you're the fucking DC sniper.
black dude in that van over there. It's a crazy looking black dude in that van over there, and I think he has a gun. Well, no, I'm just fucking around though. But I do think I do think he's gonna go through a pretty rough patch. But I don't think it's ever. I mean, I don't think people that I don't think people are gonna let it go that far before they start cutting the fuck up. You know, you start messing with you know, I don't be liking the sound racing, but when you start messing with like white people shit. And you think you're here to mess with them and tell them they can't have the shit that they like, or you're here to have a problem. You think January 6th was weird.
Yeah.
Trying to tell them folks they can't have no meat.
Yeah.
And see how that
works.
Oh,
yeah, dude.
Yeah.
That's going to be fucking game over.
Yeah.
It's going to turn into the fucking Purge real quick, dude.
Yeah, yeah. Tell them folks they can't have no meat or coffee or whatever the hell it is they like.
Yeah,
dude,
there's only a fucking limit to like how much people can take before they start fucking losing their mind. You know what I mean, and like it happens in like different ways for every like group of people. It happens like you know different times, but eventually, like you know, people just fucking burst and lose their fucking shit.
Yeah.
Happened for me. Happened to a lot of people. Like it's like still fucking going on. And, like, I think they, at a certain point, they had to realize, like, things kind of need to fucking get back to normal or people are just going to fucking lose their shit, you know?
Yeah, that's why, it been kind of quiet on a spree shooting front. Not that they not happening, but I'm just waiting for something really, really crazy to happen. We done had crazy shit happen. Like that Uvalde shit with them kids, that was like some of the wildest shit I've seen in my lifetime. And then to know like over like 300 police officers was in the area and like none of them could get this inexperienced, you know, loner dude. They couldn't before he killed 21 people. Well, I don't, you know, that's just for, I guess we got to talk about that.
Did you see the fucking, I forget where it was, I watched a video on him, the white depressed rapper kid who went to some parade and was shooting people off the rooftop and then dressed up as a girl and escaped. You see that one?
Yeah.
That shit was wild.
Yeah, it's people losing their shit.
Yeah, dude, like the more I think about it, the more I'm actually not really trying to go many places. Like, if they're trying to convince us all to stay in the fucking metaverse and just gonna, you know, get places to get shot up and then fucking... Dude, some lady drove through the mall, like, near me today.
Wow.
I used to go there to charge my car. And, like, nobody got hurt, but some fucking old lady just drove into the mall on the top floor. Second floor of the mall, South Shore Plaza. She fucking drove in and fucking... drove through it on the top floor. She like drove in, took a right, and drove down the fucking ramp. There's pictures of it, dude.
Yeah, no.
It's fucking crazy.
Grandma was high.
Dude, I like really don't know what I'd do if I was somewhere and started getting fucking shot up. It would fucking suck.
Yeah, that shit is like I'll be thinking about that too. And it'd be in shit like grocery stores, like Walmart and shit. Like, the day like today, I went grocery shopping today. Fucking people was in there. That shit make me nervous. Because, you know, you don't know. It only take one person. You know what I'm saying? Then I'm in there, you know, chilling with my mom in there, and she kind of disabled. She got to be in a chair. So I definitely don't want no wild-out shit to happen then, you know?
Yeah, just wait until fucking Amazon drivers and Uber, like fucking Uber Eats drivers and DoorDash drivers all start going nuts and fucking killing people and fucking poisoning food. You know what I mean? It's going to fucking happen next. I'm calling it. There's going to be fucking some psycho that's fucking going around injecting shit through the bag or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hope the fuck not.
I guarantee it's going to fucking happen at some point. It'd probably be really easy to fucking trace, but I'm sure someone's going to fucking do it.
Well, shit, people don't be giving no damn about that. You know?
Yeah.
That lady, she stabbed her kid, two kids, and then got on Facebook and was like, yeah, it's a dude's fault because he left her. You know, he getting custody of the kid. So she was like, oh, you going to get custody of the kid?
So she killed him?
She killed one. I don't know if the other kid died, but I know for sure one of them died. And then she got on Facebook covered in blood and shit. I was like, what the fuck wrong with people? But then I understand, because some days, you know, like I said, I have my days where, you know, my situation that I go through shine through, you know what I mean? Unwanted, you know what I mean? But it's because it gets a lot of pressure everywhere. You know, you like going to work every day, you know, punching that clock. Like, these companies, like, they all short-staffed, and they just, like, they pushing their workers to the limits, you know. Like, the place I work at, I'm vocal as hell. You know, I talk a lot of shit. And I know they get tired of me talking shit to them, but they can't do anything because, I'm a good worker. But I also tell them, like, I ain't here for you to take advantage of me. You know what I'm saying? Because being at a 9-to-5... the way that we've seen it work and the way that they do people, you know, somebody in there going to snap.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because they keep pushing, you know, you get pushed from all angles right now, you know.
Yeah, like the whole job anywhere you work is going to be how much work can they get out of you and how little can they pay you. And that's what they're trying to do. So for most people at the job, any job where it's not like commission based or anything, or where there's no incentive really. Anyway, I've treated a 9-to-5 job really is they're basically like, how much work can I get out of you for how little? So you have to be how little work can I possibly do at this job?
Right.
With the fucking most I can get paid.
That's
how you have to fucking look at it.
Yeah, because I got a fucking degree, and I'm working at a damn hospital in their little environmental services because, like, the stuff I got a degree in, I would have to sit in offices. Well, I would have had to sit in offices, so I could probably do things remotely now. But, like, that just always turned me off to not want, because I didn't want to be in there, because that's one of the places that people lose their mind the most. You know what I'm saying? In them offices, and they don't report half of that shit. They have them incidents. A lot of that stuff, nobody ever know about it happening except for the people involved. You know? But the people, I don't know. I'm still trying to figure out why, you know, you look at them other countries that people be going crazy. I'm still trying to figure out why it ain't happened here. Like, I really think American people is like under some kind of spell or something. I don't know. Most of us don't believe in those spooky shit, but I don't know. There's some kind of spell.
I swear most people just don't really think and are just like non-player characters. Like, they're just like NPCs in a video game. And like some people you can talk to when they really exist, but I think some people just really like lack any like any feelings or like any fucking thoughts. If they just like work a 9-to-5 in like a cubicle or somewhere, and then they just go home and watch dumb shit and tweet stupid shit and then go back and do that, and it's just like the same shit on repeat, and they're like not really people. You have to figure out which people you can actually talk to. I don't know, dude, I'm fucking stoned right now and I'm fiending for a fucking nicotine thing.
Yeah. I'll tell you though, it might have high as hell too. Like, I just drank the rest of that drink I made from earlier. It took me all day to finish that. I smoked a big ass blunt that's probably the size of my thumb, about as round as my thumb. And I think I ate like 4 edibles. I'm like fucking blow as hell. That's how come out. You were saying, you know, I told you I come on at 9:30. And, like, I wrap my locks up, And when I usually wrap my locks up, I'm here to lay down. So I had already gotten myself together to lay down, and the phone buzzed. And I was like, oh, shit, I am supposed to go on air. Like, if you hadn't, like, texted me when you did, there was a good chance that I probably would have laid the hell down and went to sleep. You'd have been like, oh, man, this guy stood me up. So,
yeah. You know, like, there's probably less than a 50% rate of success when I actually hit you up and are like, yo, we're going to do a podcast tonight. And then I actually hit you up and we actually do one. A lot of times I just say we're going to do one and then it never actually happens. I was like, yeah, they just charged me for my fucking membership on the credit card and I want to fucking do one.
Yeah. I'm going to use this shit, man.
Yeah, dude. And I'm like not trying to fucking lose like any fucking skill at this. Like at this point, honestly, I'm not really like at a phase in my life when I'm podcasting, like, yeah, I'm going to do this and it's going to be like really fucking successful and I'm going to make money off it one day, blah, blah, blah. I'm just like, yeah, it's a fucking good time talking shit out here. It helps me maintain some level of sanity and I fucking enjoy doing it. So there's not really any reason to stop. But yeah.
Right.
I'm honestly kind of close to just ripping a butt in here on this fucking chair. But I don't want anybody to fucking complain. But I don't know. I just fucking cooked a steak, so it kind of smells like steak. I don't know if a cigarette would really be noticeable. I probably should just wait a little bit and stop being a fucking... Now I'm just going to end up smoking cigarettes again, dude. I should have just gotten out of bed. I'm a fucking loser, dude. I should just roll another blunt, honestly. But whatever.
Yeah, just replace it all with weed, man. Up your intake of weed, and every time you think about smoking a vape or a cigarette, so even if you just packed a bowl, I know that sounds like lame as hell. The other thing that my uncle told me how he quit is every time he had candy cane, and every time he wanted to smoke, he had grab a candy cane, and I guess sometimes
that's
it's just
solid.
Your brain. It's that having something, you know, like a cigarette. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, different people do different things, but sometimes, yeah, that shit, yeah, shit. Sometimes I just be like
fucking,
the only one.
I was fucking eating Rickle. I was calling them Ricky. It was popping Ricky's, the fucking Ricolas. I was eating those instead of hitting the vape, and it worked for a fucking little bit, and then I just
eat
the fucking
same
again.
Yeah, that shit is mostly a mind thing, though. Like, once you get to the point where you be like, shit, fuck it, I don't want it. You don't want it left. Like I said, I still have my moments. Like, I've been wanting to hit a vape now for about a week and a half, and I ain't going to do it, though.
Dude, it's pretty hard. Somebody came by earlier today, and they had one, and I was fucking chiefing on it. Like basically, like until they left, I was just hit the vape, and then I got a fuck pretty solid rush. I was pretty fucked up. I still couldn't win a game of the new Madden. I probably could if I fucking put it off of All Pro, but I'm just starting out on All Pro because that's what I play on. I'm not gonna play on any lower level, so I'm trying to win a game on that. I still haven't. I fucking paid to get the game early, and I did, and then I didn't have any time to play it early, but I still got a few games in today. Pretty fucking stoned. Dude, I fucking watched the Netflix thing on Mate Teo. You remember him? You remember that story,
dude?
Fake
girlfriend.
Dude, I honestly feel kind of bad for that guy after watching the documentary, dude. It, like, really sucks what fucking happened to him. Like, and the fucking dude that tricked him is a tranny now. Big surprise. But...
Right.
Yeah, dude. It was pretty fucking crazy, dude. It's on Netflix. It's like a fucking two-part series, dude. It's fucking crazy.
I wonder if that shit affected how he played football from that point on.
Oh, it definitely did.
And then, after that shit, he wasn't as good as he was at first.
Yeah, it broke him, dude. He was, like, never the fucking same after that. Because he was, like, in the championship game, and they started reporting that his grandmother and his girlfriend both died. And then, like, shortly after that, he was, like, at some, like, award ceremony or something. And he had, like, just – then his supposed dead girlfriend, like, hit him up. And then he was just, like, didn't know what the fuck was going on. So then it basically turned out that it was this dude. It was, like, a weird, like, gay fucking church dude who was also, like, a fucking Samoan-looking, like, fucking Hawaiian guy. And he made a fucking fake Facebook profile with a girl that he went to school with. He just took all her pictures. And then he was using them and just talk. He was just being a fucking weirdo, like talking to different guys and like getting off on it. Dude, honestly, I don't understand how he's not considered a fucking sexual predator. Like, he's like, it's pretty fucked up what he fucking did. So he's there pretending to be a girl, just talking to all these different guys on Facebook, pretending to be someone else, dude. Honestly, dude, fucking the Mate Teo, whatever his fucking name is, could honestly probably fucking hit up a fucking lawyer and try to get some. I mean, they definitely both got paid from Netflix for this fucking documentary. But anyway, he fucking makes the Facebook profile pretending to be this girl, convinces fucking Mate Teo that, like, is this girl that says he would call her. He would pretend to be the girl on the phone, and then he would fucking call him like as the girl, through the girl's voice, and then he would call him as talking as himself, but say he's her cousin, and be like, yeah, like she just died.
Wow. Hey man, I remember hearing about that, man. That level of crazy is, man, that's some crazy. What you wake up in the morning on that, like, I'm going to call Mate Teo and act like I like him and see how, like, what is the purpose of that shit? Like,
really,
there ain't even no purpose in it.
He really thought it was a girl, and they played the messages, and it was like, no, like, they showed some of the texts, and he/she was giving him, like, football advice, like, hey, babe, I love you so much. Like, watch out when they're in the I formation.
Wow.
it was fucking pretty funny, dude. I honestly, like, feel pretty bad for the guy, dude.
I'm just over here thinking about if my girl texts me and she talking and then she tell me about some I formation. I would tell her, man, shut up. I'm never going to be like, man, shut up, man. I don't want to hear that, man. Not from you.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he just really, and then, dude, like, the biggest trick that this tranny pulled, trick a tranny, dude, the biggest trick the tranny pulled was after he called and was like, yeah, this is whatever her name is, cousin, she died. And then the tranny was called and was like, hey, it's me, I'm still alive, actually. He was like, I don't know, like, what the fuck's going on and who to believe. Like, if you're real, I need you to take a picture of you holding a piece of paper, doing the, like, Samoan, like, hand sign, and on the piece of paper, write, like, this date and write these letters. And then if you send it back, I'll, like, believe you're real. And then he got the picture back of the girl doing that. And how the fucking tranny got it is he hit up the real girl whose picture he was using. And it was like, yeah, like, my cousin is, like, has cancer and is going into surgery. And, like, we're trying to make this slideshow of everybody doing, like, this fucking hand sign and writing this on the paper for him. It's kind of hashtag, would you be willing to, like, help for my cousin who's, like, going into cancer surgery. And then she did it. And he fucking got the picture.
Yeah. That's some elaborate ass shit too. And that's so, and you know what? Hey, and if the person who did that, they probably didn't get nothing happened to them. They probably somewhere out here being crazy. You said they're training now, so they probably up to some other skill, tricking people and shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's some wild shit. Poe Monte Teo. I don't know, though. He got to be a fucking supreme goofball to not be caught on to it at any point.
Yeah.
You know
like,
what I'm saying? But
the fucking whole documentary was like, this was in 2012. Like, nobody knew what a catfish was then. It's like, bullshit. Everybody knew what it was back then.
Was a catfish. Yeah,
Everybody's always... He was saying that he, like, didn't tell his dad that he had never met her in real life because he knew if he told his dad that he had never met this girl, then his dad would be like, what the fuck's wrong with you? And then, like, they were all, like, fucking the, like, Samoan fucking people. Like, they all look like they're, like, The Rock's cousin, and they're all from, like, the same, like, area. And they all fucking, it's like, this person, the tranny, was like in church groups. Monte Teo was in church groups. He was like a weird homo, like fucking altar boy singing, like church person, you know what I mean? And on the side was just pretending to be this girl. So like, but he was basically tricking mad dudes on there. And after it got to a certain point, he would just like unfriend them. But with Monte Teo, he like kept fucking going. And then, like, didn't really know what to do. But Monte Teo asked his cousin, was like, hey, do you know this girl? And he was like, oh, yeah, I've, like, talked to her on there before. I've seen her around. And then, like, he'd ask people, and they all knew her. So he, like, didn't really get – he, like, wasn't really alert. And he's just, like, a really good – like, he fucking really wanted to go to USC. And then he believed, like, he got a message from God to go to, like, Notre Dame, because when he was praying, someone came up and told him – to go there and be like the first fucking Samoan or whatever to go to Notre Dame and play football.
Yeah.
And he did that. And then like, he was just like really like religious and didn't really fucking suspect anything. They made it seem like he was just like a really good dude and was really focused on football. So he didn't really he was getting tricked by a tranny on Facebook.
And it happened right around the time he was supposed to get drafted too. That shit went with him into the NFL.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they probably look at him as a fucking goofball. Yeah, they probably like, he's a fucking goof. Well, maybe he can tackle on special teams or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he was All-American and all type of shit at Notre Dame. And I'm thinking that shit messed with his head real bad.
Yeah, he was honestly never the fucking same again. He was... I think he was all right when he was with the Saints, but his first few years he had with the Chargers, he claimed his like hands and feet went numb because he was so anxious because of fucking all the shit that happened. He was like crying in the documentary saying how bad people made fun of him and stuff. It sucks, dude. But it's what happens when you get tricked by a tranny. That's why you just got to very aggressively abuse trannies and get banned from wrestling because you're always going to be on the defense. I'm never going to get my day back. Yeah. But, yeah, that shit sucks, dude. I'm just high, dude. Just smoked that blunt. Now I'm fiending for fucking nicotine. Kind of want to play the new Madden. We'll do another 15 minutes or something. And then fucking be off here. What's good in the streets, Obi? What's good with these bitches? Nothing. Yo. You fall asleep, bro?
No.
What up?
Yeah, I did, man. My bad. Damn.
Oh, you fall asleep?
I'm high as hell. I'm over here sitting looking at the damn phone. My eye closed. My bad.
All right, dude.
Shit, I'm fucking high as shit, dude. Man.
I feel bad. You're on edibles. Man. I'm smoking face blunts. This is a fucking proper podcast, We're just in fucking outer space, man. Let me play some shit, and we'll be
then
be
I'm
out
fucking
of here.
Beat, man. They ran me like a damn racehorse at work today, man. Like, this was unusually hard-ass day today, man. Like, getting up at 5 and shit, going through that hole, man. I probably walk at least fucking 3 or 4 miles a day at work, just walking around. Yeah, just really fucking I got to work all the way up through next Wednesday, too. That's when the next time I get a day off is on the next Wednesday. Then I'll probably when I get off here, I've got to get up anyway because I've been shooting these little mini videos. I've been shooting these little mini videos, and I got to try to edit this next one I just did today. I figured out how to get my videos from my camera to my phone, so I did one today. Really what it was about was how women and men mainly women be expecting for men to react and act like women for shit, you know. See that a lot.
True.
Yeah,
it's true.
Yeah.
The demasculinization, whatever it's called, of men, they want to fucking make us bitches and make us be weak. But that's why they want us to eat plants and crickets. Fuck that. I eat meat and I fucking do whatever I want. If I want to act like an animal and threaten people and go wild, I'll do it. Because I'm still in touch with my animalistic nature of the wild. You know what I mean? I'm like a fucking lion. I'm just in the fucking wilderness. I just act off instinct. You know, that's what I do. I can't be brought down by a fucking 9-to-5 job or the system or anybody. The most they can do is say I'm crazy and take me to the loony bin for a bit. But after that, they're going to have to let me out, and I'm going to get back to doing whatever I want.
That
is
until
fucking China takes over and puts us all in fucking camps and is like, Ching Chong, you have social credit score now.
The way shit going in China, hell, they ain't gonna have enough money to take over. They in their own shit.
They better not.
You know what they're doing in China, man? They running the biggest Ponzi scheme in the world in China right now, and it's with their real estate, and it's all toppling, and it's gonna be messy.
I don't know what the fuck's going on, but on fucking every podcast that you like, all the main popular podcasts now, there's always a fucking Asian, Chinese. I'm pretty sure they're all Chinese. Maybe there's some other type of Chinese, but like. Every popular podcast now is always a fucking Chinese person in the corner, like, doing something. I don't. Maybe they're supposed to be the producer, but I don't know why every show needs a Chinese producer. And all these shows didn't have it before. There's always just a Chinese person in the corner just doing nothing. I feel like they're already fucking surveilling us and trying to fucking make us fucking chill out and watch what we say.
Yeah.
I guarantee you this podcast does not have any Chinese person in the corner. Listening to what we say. We do not stand for that here. We say whatever we want.
Well, I think I'm going to go ahead and wrap up. I don't know, already those ones.
All right.
Man. I didn't even know I had those. I heard you talk, say, did you just doze? I was like, damn, I did just doze the fuck up. Man, I'm fucking tired as hell. And then I don't know what the hell going on. But every time I get to doing the podcast, it's when the whole world want to keep calling me. And my phone just keeps ringing. So apparently somebody, it better be important. Which is probably not.
Yeah.
They probably just think I'm sleeping and want me to get up. But, we definitely got to do a couple more of these. I try not to be so tired next time, man. I really apologize about the whole dozing off thing.
I'm pretty pretty high myself and sleepy.
Yeah.
I'm about to go smoke a cigarette and fucking rally myself to get some mad shit done.
I got to try to get this editing done, but I don't think I'm going to make it, man. I can't rally myself. I'm down for the count, man.
Yeah, it happens, dog. Take a rest. Appreciate
I'll tell you
bro.
What, though. Yeah, let's try to do another one here soon, man. Try to do more than one show in a month, man.
Yeah, dude, I'm trying to do one every single week. That's the best way to stay sharp and to get at least a few people to listen and to get people to call. Right now, everybody's busy with their own shit. When I went crazy and wasn't podcasting, everybody wanted to blow me up and tell me we need to do shows again, blah, blah, blah. And now I'm ready to do shows again, and everybody's like, oh, I'm fucking working and being gay. And I'm like, all right, you're gay. And then we don't do a show. But at least me and you are doing shows. We got to fucking do one, like, every week at least, give the people what they want. I'll fucking try to not be as high next time and maybe
right.
get some fucking nicotine and some more caffeine, and I'll fucking break down some topics before so we at least have some shit to go into. We'll kind of know.
Yeah.
We got to try to get callers. I don't know what to do to get random people from Blog Talk to call in. I'm pretty sure they've probably flagged the show a bunch of times to the point where it's hidden as much as it can get hidden. But
yeah,
who knows? But yeah, we'll fucking figure it out, bro. I'll catch you later. I'm going to go play.
All right, man.
We out of here. Right. Peace.
Yeah.